Yes.
President Obama visits Nevada today, giving a speech on the economy, his third visit to the state in this election year.
4 years ago, he won Nevada by a dozen points, largely because of massive support from the state's fast-growing Latino populace.
In 2012, Nevada is one of at least half a dozen states where Democrats and Republicans are fighting hard for the Latino vote. NPR's David Wellner went to Reno.
At a big Cinco de Mayo festival outside Reno's Grand Sierra Casino, dancers and drummers perform ancient Aztec steps on an asphalt parking lot. At a nearby booth, volunteer Raquel Rayburn with Latinos for Obama is chatting up a woman who's stopped by.
¿Hablas español?
Sí.
Okay.
¿Si solo una vez se registra uno?
No más uno.
Rayburn is part of a group of Latinos for Obama trying to register new voters at the festival. Nearly 2 million Latinos have turned 18 since the last presidential election. One of them is 21-year-old Carolyn Maya. She's a college student born in Reno whose mother is from Mexico City.
It's my first time voting, but I needed to get on it because my mom kept telling me, get on it. But yeah, but I would like to vote, and that's why I'm here signing, filling out paper.
What about in November? Have you made up your mind about Romney or Obama?
I think I want to go with Obama again. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm still kind of debating because Obama hasn't been the best president, but we'll see.
It's Hispanic voters like Carolyn Maya who both parties are after. David Damore is a political scientist who studies Latino voting at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Latinos in the last election in 2010, they made about 15% of the electorate here. Right now, they're about 21-22% of the age-eligible voters. So there's still a fairly large untapped reservoir of Latino voters here.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días.
Me llamo Ernesto. Estaba yendo hoy de puerta en puerta para hablar con familias sobre la reforma de salud del presidente Obama.
This radio ad is one of several the Obama campaign started airing this week in the states including Colorado, Florida, and Nevada. It features 22-year-old Ernesto Apresa, a field director with Latinos for Obama in Las Vegas, knocking on doors and talking to Spanish-speaking voters about the new health care law. In an interview, Apresa admits it's still tough getting people excited about the November election.
I mean, and realistically, we're 6 months out, and for a lot of people, it hasn't necessarily been, you know, at the top of their to-do list or their agenda, you know?
The Obama effort now faces competition, despite a bruising primary in which Mitt Romney took harsh stands on illegal immigration. Republican National Committee Chairman Reince Priebus announced in a conference call last month that his party is launching a six-state campaign to win over Latino voters.
This is what the RNC does. We engage voters, and I want everyone on the call to know that we are going to engage Hispanic and Latinos like we've never done before at the RNC.
My name is Elsa Barnhill, and I am the RNC's Nevada Director of Hispanic Outreach.
Barnhill says Republicans have big plans for going after the Latino vote in Nevada.
We're revamping our efforts, and we're really reaching out to people. We're doing a very aggressive Get Out the Vote program and bilingual media.
But not all Republicans in Nevada are comfortable with a bilingual push by their party. That was clear at the party's state convention last weekend when a delegate proposed that all campaign materials be printed in Spanish as well as in English. The proposal was put to a voice vote.
Please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Motion fails.
You try.
Daphne Wallace Edwards of Dayton, Nevada, was dismayed by the overwhelming rejection of her proposal.
It just means that they're not going to change right now, so we'll probably lose. You know, Obama's already got him, and he doesn't deserve them, and we do, you know.
Republican officials are counting on Latinos' disappointment with Nevada's very slow economic recovery to garner a bigger share of the Hispanic vote in November. The president's endorsement of same-sex marriage may prove another disappointment to at least some Latinos. Still, Republicans are arriving late to the hunt for the Latino vote. They have 6 months to catch up. David Wellner, NPR News.
This is NPR News.